League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's talk to David Paul. He's the managing director of Vector Vest UK. Very good morning to you, young David.
Yes, good morning, Moose.
Right, let's go through a number of slides you've kindly prepared. First of all, the UK market timing. We've talked about the longer-term trends and the shorter-term trends. Are they both now giving a sell signal, if that's the right word?
Well, yes, of course. Yeah, the long-term trend has been down for quite a few weeks now. Short-term trend was up the last time I was here.
Yep.
But that turned down a couple of days ago. So as we go into the trading day, we're in a down situation. Vector Vest advises people to sit on their hands. A very important day yesterday, I think, on the American markets. The American markets broke through quite an obvious support level. It was, for Fibonacci people listening, 78% of the last range, plus a confluence of a fairly obvious trend line. And the market bounced off that two or three times yesterday afternoon and then went right through it like a knife through butter.
Okay.
And was down, 300-400 points on the day.
Yep.
So I think we've probably got a little bit more downside to attack the lows of a couple of weeks ago before we can get back into these markets again. So time to be cautious.
Understood. Okay, we've got a number of specific stocks. Okay, let's have a quick whiz through. I know some of these we've covered before, but again, I always like to go through stocks. Okay, see what the field position is now. Let's kick off with Griffin Mining. That's a fantastic looking chart, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's been a great share for us. I've been talking about it now for the guts of a year. The green thick line above the price is the VectorVest valuation, and we favour shares that are trading clearly below their valuations. I've said to you many times before, the only way to make a buck is to find the value of something and then pay less for it.
Boom, boom.
Whether you're in used cars or used caravans or any asset, that's pretty much the only way to turn a buck. Earnings per share rising strongly. That's the blue line chart below the price and that window below the price. And that's the engine that's driving the share price up the page. It's a gold miner and a zinc miner out of China. Pulled back the other day in a nice pattern that I call a spring, and is now breaking up through 52-week highs. I believe the gold price has got a solid future. So I think that share has got legs on the upside.
Okay.
Lovely chart, and VectorVest people are well up in that, 2-3 times up in that over the last 6 months.
Okay. Let's move on to Robert Walters. We said off air that... surprised that this is in the portfolio in terms of, I would have thought that in terms of people going direct to the job agencies. What's the story here?
Well, the numbers yesterday came out. The numbers, in fact, came out yesterday. The numbers are excellent. A lot of their cash coming from markets outside the UK. We believe that it's undervalued, and as the blue line chart says, the earnings per share is growing strongly. It's trading sideways in a ascending triangle pattern, which technically is a solid, very bullish pattern. It's on a buy recommendation, and we believe that when the general market turns, that this thing will push on the upside. But probably not a day to do anything today.
Understood. Okay, well, let's go on to Trifast. Again, another great-looking chart. Earnings per share rising, well away from your stop loss, which is the light blue line. And what's the story here?
Well, Trifast, growing earnings very strongly indeed. It's got a market cap of about 550 million. We've been holding the share now I've been holding it for a couple of years, and it's still moving strongly up the page in a market that's very negative. It's breaking new highs, which is always a very good sign. So it manufactures fastening, high-tech fastening materials, as the pound has fallen off a little bit over the last day or two, back down to 137 again, a lot of its earnings are in Europe. As the pound gets a little bit weaker, it helps it out, yes.
So, okay. Well, let's move on to the next one. Again, I'm a bit surprised this is in the portfolio. Victoria PLC.
Well, it's my top, my best winner over the last year or 18 months. I bought into it and I've added. When I'm right, Miss, I like to build a position. So
very good. You sound like Jesse Livermore there.
Well, I'm trying to do my best, but as it pushes up the page, I like to be bigger when I'm right than I am when I'm wrong. So I've added to that many times. Earnings per share is good. It's the largest manufacturer of carpets in the UK and Australia. Although the high street's having a torrid time, as we've all read, the technical position of this share looks good to me. It's moving sideways in a five-wave continuation pattern. At present, on VectorVest, it's on a hold, so it's too early to do anything. And certainly the general market is looking quite negative. But
yep.
if the recommendation turns to a buy and the general market rights itself, then I think that there's a very strong future in front of Victoria in terms of acquisitions and growing strongly by acquisition.
Understood. Okay, let's wrap up with important numbers and the likes. You've got a seminar coming up. When is that?
The seminar will be on the 20th of March. It's in the evenings, on Tuesday evening. And prior to that, we're exhibiting at Master Investor on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. So we'll be there all day. So it'll be great to see people at the stand at Master Investor.
On that note, David, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.